Yeah, roger that. I amassed a collection of voltmeters over the years here. I do have a Fluke. I don't remember the model, but it's the one with all the buttons on one side. It's supposed to be like a lab. They use it in a lab or something. I remember years ago, 2001 somewhere in there, I traded a guy a CB for the Fluke with the case and a Radio Shack shortwave radio that I wanted real bad. I traded him the CB. But I have a Heatkit vacuum tube voltmeter over here. I have two Radio Shack FET transistors. That's what replaced the vacuum tube voltmeters, the FET meters. One of them's brand new, still in the box. I have a Simpson 260 over here that's clean and beautiful and works good. I had to order, I got this Simpson and I couldn't, none of my cables for anything would fit it. None of my plugs, my wires. So I had to order directly from Simpson. It was $30 for the wires, the hot and negative there. But I bought them. So I got a pretty good collection going over here. I got, on my bench in front of me, I got a cheap digital voltmeter, a really cheap one. And it's the only one I have with a battery, and I don't leave the batteries in any of them. And it lays here on the bench over in the corner, and if I have to do a quick go-no-go or something, I just grab it, turn it on, and it seems pretty accurate. But, I just grab it. It's right there. The leads are right there. Just grab it, turn it on, and go at it.